We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
High atop the San Francisco skyline, this is the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game. Now, Damon Bruce.
Welcome, welcome. It's great to have you here this Tuesday afternoon. We're going to have our final Tuesday trifecta of 2015. The big, huge news that we learned an hour ago is that Chip Kelly has been fired by the Philadelphia Eagles. No mutual parting of the ways, a straight-up release. That's how men run teams. That's how leaders run teams. That's how they show accountability for their actions. Chip Kelly asked for too much accountability, wanting to take over the roster. Howie Roseman built a very good team. Kelly wanted to shape it, mold it in his own way. There were even racial undertones to some of the decisions he made, and I don't think any of it was based on race, but Chip Kelly had that arrogance of, I want a player that fits my system, not an awesome player who's in my system. He had awesome players in his system, and DeSean Jackson and LeSean McCoy, traded away from both of them, got worse. Flipped Nick Foles for Bradford, got worse. Chip Kelly as a GM, not impressive. Chip Kelly as a coach is. Even though if you're an Eagle fan, you're going to be the first person to say, like, D. Bruce, slow your roll. Did you watch enough this year? How impressive was it? It was a terrible year. The decision to bring in DeMarco Murray and then hardly even run him is a head scratcher. If you're looking for guys that complement your system, he's really not one of those guys. It is with this knowledge that I don't think Chip Kelly's hired as a GM anytime soon. But as a football coach, there should be teams interested in him, and the San Francisco 49ers should be on top of that list. I would imagine the Tennessee Titans are going to come right after Chip Kelly with Marcus Mariota as an easy piece of, an easy sell for Chip. The Miami Dolphins come to mind as a team that has a young quarterback that's looking for a coach who's going to come and breathe a little life back into a yawning program. How much buyer's remorse do you think they got right now down at USC? Signing interim head coach Clay Helton, who, by the way, would have waited on the front porch like a dog begging for supper if they had been patient to see how the NFL wheel spins, but they wanted to name Clay Helton the coach. He is. They inquired about Kelly if he were available then. He said no. Well, guess what? He's available now. I guarantee you there is some USC alumni who has already called Pat Hayden saying that I'll write the check to buy out Clay Helton right now if you can get me Chip Kelly by sundown. Because that's how it works down in front of men of Troy. They got money to throw around. This is all fascinating to me. Now, there's a guy here who says, despite bringing this up, Damon, you really are the biggest troll out there. No. Let me. You obviously don't understand how things work here. When I bring up a sports question, I'm not trolling. I'm working. And luckily for you, I'm here today. Gianna's here today. Pretty much every single person in radio is taking a break on vacation. But we're here working for you, not trolling for you. Why would Chip Kelly work in the city of San Francisco? Well, he wouldn't be working in San Francisco. He'd be working in Santa Clara. But look, this team cannot come back with Blaine Gabbert as its starting quarterback. I want to see what I've got my shoulder fixed Colin Kaepernick looks like with a coach who knows what he's doing again. If Kaepernick and Kelly were the perfect fit for each other in Philadelphia, why wouldn't they be right here? Very interesting. Ian Rappaport, on his Twitter handle, at Rapsheet, says, among the things that DeMarco Murray told owner Jeffrey Lurie a few weeks ago is that he had no confidence in Chip Kelly as a head coach. Well, of course he wouldn't. He's the guy who just watched himself go from being one of the NFL premier rushers to not even in the game plan or poorly used in the game plan. Fascinating story. And it's really amazing because Jeffrey Lurie, the guy who owns the Eagles, is the picture of owner patience. This is a guy who let Rich Kotite finish a season. This is a guy who let Ray Rhodes, extended Ray Rhodes 1 year when that ship had sailed. This is a guy who gave Andy Reid 14 seasons. But Chip Kelly cannot make it to week 17 in year three of his Eagles tenure. 888-957-9570. This is Niner Mike in San Bruno. What's up, Niner Mike?
What's up? This is all preliminary, so my mind is going to change for sure. But right away when I heard this, Chip Kelly's either going to be, I mean, people probably said this before, but this is just what I'm thinking. He's either going to be really good of an idea for the 49ers or really worse, like really bad. And I would love to see Cap back because, but you know what? I don't think he wants to be back. I think he's at his point in his career. He wants to make it happen somewhere else. And just please, man, anything besides Tom Sula for me will do it. This past month, I've seen all these sports stories, and it just showed me the importance of coaching in sports. Like, I don't know, just players, they're going to execute. They might execute on given days, but coaches are there every day, and that's what the job is consistency. So, I don't know, you got to wait, maybe see what. Oh, and by the way, Mike Holmgren, if you put a gun to my head, told me to pick, I more likely would lead to Mike Holmgren leading the 49ers because it's kind of like giving reckless Chip Kelly, or even though he's been out of the league with Holmgren, but at least, you know, he's got more experience. You know what I'm saying?
So I appreciate it, Niner. Mike, thank you for the call. Rambled a little there, but I appreciate it. Kind of stuck the landing at the end, Gianna. We'll give him a little bit of credit there.
He did.
Look, the whole Mike Holmgren thing, Robert Klemko reporting yesterday that the Mike Holmgren has for the second time in as many years expressed interest in the Niner head coaching job. That doesn't mean the Niners have expressed any interest back towards him. Look, you're dead last in offense. You need something to change. Tom Sula plus Chris plus Gabbert all coming back next year means nothing's going to change. To me, and I wrote this down right here on my prep sheet long before Chip Kelly got fired, to me, Colin Kaepernick's looking safer every day. The argument to bring Colin Kaepernick is getting stronger by the day, not weaker. Blaine Gabbert ain't it. This offense ain't it. You might say Kaepernick's not it, but he's at least someone you got. Damon, all we need to do is draft Jared Goff. Okay, well, first of all, do you know where he's going to be selected? Do you know that you have that draft pick? Is that guaranteed? You going to hang your hook on all that? Fascinating. It's fascinating from a what might happen next. It's just fascinating to watch the Eagles do this. Just say, like, nope. Clearly not working. We're moving on. And if you're LeSean McCoy, if you're DeSean Jackson, you are laughing so hard and loud right now. Ryan in Vallejo. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, how you doing today, Bruce? You know I love listening to you all the time.
Thank you.
But you know what? I'll take Chip K. But the question is, did Chip Kelly want to go there with all that stuff that happened with Jim Harbaugh?
Oh. Let's go ahead and put all of this under the umbrella of it'll never happen. It'll never happen for several reasons. Number one is coaches should be scared away if you watch someone like Harbaugh, that successful, get fired. This should be a major red flag. And the Yorks want a yes man who will bow to them when they say to do so. Chip Kelly's probably not that guy. He's going to want more money than they spent on Tom Sula. So this is a pipe dream, but it's a hell of a radio topic, don't you think?
Yeah, but, you know, they offered Jim Harbaugh five years for $25 million. They can do the same thing for Chip.
Yeah, Chip says no to that, I think, right now. And they don't want to spend that money again. Remember, Tom Sula's making like $3 million, which is way too much. They even spent too much on that. But Tom Sula is like one of the last three, four, five paid coaches in the entire NFL. Nick in Berkeley. What's up, Nick?
Mr. Bruce, hey, I'm just saying, man, if I was Jeb York and I'm not, I would drop the hammer and I would hire Holmgren as my GM and Chip Kelly as my coach. And if he did something drastic before, why wouldn't he do it again? And the beautiful part about what you said about perfect fit for Kaepernick and Chip Kelly, and I mean, I was thinking Kaepernick's gone in the wind. He's going to Philly. I got to watch him play for Philly now. You put up Kaepernick's stats against any of the 49ers quarterbacks that they've ever had, he's right up there with them. You know what I mean? And people seem to forget what he did for our team to lead us to those championships and through the championships. That's all I got to say about that.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your call. We got Rob in San Bruno. How are you, Rob? Rob, we caught you listening to your radio. Shame on you, Rob. Shame. Shame on him. Shame. Pour the shame out. Oh, is this what happened the other day? I was listening to Matt Steinmetz's show as I was coming back from Christmas, and like the phones got frozen and stuck.
Uh-oh.
That's what's happening right now.
Is that what's happening right now? Guess who will... Oh, is the board coughing? Is this the board?
Close enough.
Is coughing music?
That's not good.
Should we try it again? Should we try to go back to a call? Could we just try Fred in Union City, see if he's there? No dice at all? Well, let me just tell you right now that if you don't have the League of Dorks in here in the next 15 minutes to fix this, Gianna, you and I are going to head home early tonight, because if anyone thinks I'm about to host this show... coughing my lungs out while the phones freeze.
I'm sure they'll be here in 2.2 seconds.
You got another things a-coming.
Yeah, I hear you.
This is really, really interesting, though, man. It really is, to look at how the Eagles just gave up. You know, to give someone that much power and then give up on them in the same calendar year is really something else. And, you know, I don't care what Ian Rappaport says DeMarco Murray told ownership. Oh, you telling me that the guy who's a shadow of himself on his new team isn't happy with his new team? Duh. The players don't really like Chip Kelly. Well, let me think of something that I could care less about. Who cares? You're not supposed to love your head coach. It's not the warmest buddy-buddy picture relationship. Yeah, the fact that this team took into player whining about Harbaugh as they were evaluating him is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. The only time players really turn on coaches is if they really feel they're not getting better. I can't make more money with this guy leading my career. That's when they start turning on coaches. No one ever turned on Harbaugh. That was all nonsense you heard leaked. And if there was someone who turned on Harbaugh, that person, spineless. By the way, if you were on hold, we just had to flush the entire system, reboot the thing, if you will. So we will let you know when it's safe to call again.
Oh, gosh!
Oh, those kids. I'm sick.
God bless those kids. I'm sick. I want to throw up.
I'm so sorry if you feel like you were just cut as you were dangling from the cliffside. But that's what just happened. We had to hang up on everyone. Luckily, we weren't giving away a pair of tickets, something right there. And now we got lawyers and people suing us and everybody upset. Thank God that didn't happen. Earlier today, while you were at work, before we even learned about the fate of the Philadelphia Eagles and Chip Kelly, we saw Sonny Dykes get a big win for Cal, 55-36, as Cal beat Air Force. Jared Goff, who is someone that every 49er fan is probably dreaming of, had 467 yards, 6 touchdowns, and no interceptions. It is his last game in Berkeley. Let's just be honest. There's no way it's not his last game in Berkeley. He had what I would call a walk-off performance in his bowl game. If he comes back, Cal could average 45 a game next year. If he goes into the draft, he's very likely to be the number one quarterback taken, which means millions upon millions of dollars, and there isn't a single class that they'll ever be able to teach at Cal that'll let you automatically earn millions of dollars your first year out of school. Not a single class. So it'd be crazy to pass up that opportunity. You look at his last two games alone, over 1,000 yards passing, 11 touchdowns, no interceptions. He has been unbelievably good in his last couple games. Awful lot to work with there. Unlike our phone system, where there's very little to work with, apparently, at this time. Could I get a little coughing music, please? I would appreciate that, though. I'm sorry, I got a little cough here, and it's settling in. Pardon me.
Please stand by. Damon Bruce will return in 3, 2.
Thank you.
And 1.
Thank you very much.
Our phones will be back as well.
If you talk us through it, it sounds so much better. It's like you're the soothing voice on Midnight Marauders.
Midnight Marauders.
Yeah, by Tribe Called Quest. They have that fantastic, you know, you're listening to a song at 95 BPM.
I always thought I could maybe have a job doing something like that. You know?
Fife Dog, Ali Shahid Muhammad, and sometimes Jarobi.
Very good.
Thank you. John Castro Valley, you are going to be our guinea pig and see if our phones work again. How are you, John?
I'm doing good, Damon, man. I loved your piece yesterday on the HGH and Peyton Manning thing, man. You had me hanging on every single second waiting to hear your next word.
Oh, well, that's very nice. Did my mom tell you to, like, email that to me? Or that was very, very nice of you. Thank you.
No, man, that comes from the heart. But listen, getting back to your question about Chip Kelly, I don't really think it's going to be any different than when Mike March came over, and he came over with some accolades, I don't think it's going to be any different, but it would be a difference in change of offense. I don't think that Chip Kelly has a proven record so far in the NFL. He's got a good collegiate record, but again, this is not the NFL. Another reason why I don't think it's going to work, and you know this probably better than anybody, you know Balky wants to instill his game plan into the 49ers.
Oh, let's be honest. Balky wants to coach this team. He wants to be the alpha and the omega of everything. In a sense, York told him, it's your team, Trent. You call the shots. You just ran Jim Harbaugh out of town.
That is a big 10-4, and for that reason, it's just not going to happen, man. I'm telling you, man.
Are you chewing, John? Are you chewing on a carrot right now, or what? Thank you very much for the call. Felt like he was like,
that was odd.
I'm telling you, man, it's not working. I thought it was like working.
Maybe he was drying out too.
I'm drying out. Seriously, I'm actually like I'm starting to get the sweats.
Oh, that's not good.
I'm not feeling well.
I wonder
if you'd like to host tomorrow's show. Go ahead, give Danny a call.
Now's your chance.
We'll be holding auditions in between 7 and 3 o'clock tomorrow to see who wants to do this.
I was like, no.
You will get to talk to Harrison Barnes.
There's that.
At least we got one A-list guest lined up. He'll probably cancel on you, but you know how it goes.
If you're getting the sweats. You've been sick once or twice, maybe, in the last couple years. And
yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen you cough this much.
I'm coughing.
Like it's
people at home, because I'm turning the microphone off when I'm doing it. I am coughing my nuts off for you.
I was going to say your lungs out, but we'll take that. We'll take nuts off, too.
Yeah. It's not good.
And cough up a lung in a minute.
Let's go to Aaron in Vacaville. Aaron, how are you? Your lungs, your nuts, how's everything?
They're decent. How about yours?
Well, I've had better days, but continue, sir. What do you got?
I think Hugh Jackson is a better choice for coach for the 49ers. I think Chip Kelly, you look at his resume, what has he done in Philadelphia that warrants him another head coaching job, especially in the NFL?
No, I mean, he did have back-to-back 10-win seasons there. Let's not discount that entirely. And he really did bring an interesting new style of offense that has got more copycatters than it does people saying it'll never work. That has to matter for something. The problem with Hugh Jackson is probably the number one draft pick of who you're going to hire next, and the Niners are never going to go get that guy.
Makes a lot of
you know, if you got multiple teams interested, you can pretty much count the Niners out. They have shown you that they don't want what other teams want. They want their own ideas that don't work.
That makes a lot of sense.
Isn't it sad, kind of?
It is pretty sad. I think it's, I mean, at one time the 49ers were certainly a very classy organization, if not the class of the NFL. I mean, this was several years prior. And then the latest incarnation with Steve Young, that also was a very, very great sort of era for the 49ers. I mean, this recent sort of incarnation, it's very, very sad how quickly they deteriorated. And certainly, I mean, Harbaugh turned that team around in one season. The difference between Harbaugh's era and Singletary's era was just absolutely astonishing how quickly he turned it around. And they jettisoned him. Just unbelievable.
The only real drop of credibility this organization had was the hiring of Jim Harbaugh. And when they got rid of that drop, they dumped their credibility overboard in buckets. It was no longer a drop at that point. And I have no idea, but, you know, I've even had Bill Romanowski opine to me, like, take it easy on Tom Sula. Why would I take it easy on Tom Sula? I'm not on the payroll. I'm not in the fraternity. I am the person who's been standing in the intersection screaming, there's going to be an accident. There's going to be an accident. And now you want me to weep for the accident victims? You're crazy. You're crazy. This is the most in football history. It's the worst coaching move of all time. It is ownership that borders on negligence. That is how out of touch with reality and I don't want to hear it from a single thing. If you are a Niner employee and a York disciple, let me tell you what is playing through your own mind right now as you listen to me talk about it. What you're saying is you don't know. There's stuff that happened you don't know about. Okay, then, tell me. Tell me what he did. Tell me that Jim Harbaugh gave Jed York noogies or swirlies or a wedgie every single time he walked past him. Or like Jim Harbaugh after memo and begging and pleading, like Jed York is like, dude, stop sack tapping me. And Harbaugh would just continue to sack tap Jed York every single time he walked past him in the hallway.
I can feel it down in my plums.
Every single time he's at the urinal.
I can feel it down in my plums.
Every single time he is walking to the car.
I can feel it down in my plums.
Unless you have footage of Harbaugh refusing to stop sack tapping Jed York. Jed's walking around. He's got John and Denise. He's like, Coach, seriously, my parents are going to be here today. Show some respect towards me. Sack tap.
I can feel it down in my plums.
Unless you got sack tapping footage, there is no reason Jim Harbaugh should have been fired. And as you know, Gianna, from listening to the show, just the grazing can be enough.
I've heard.
Trust me. Here's the thing. If you did have to fire someone because they sack tapped you too much, even though you begged them not to, you have to bring that up in the dismissal, right? You can't mutually part with a sack tapper. That is a straight up, we're letting him go. Why? Sack tapper. That's why. Gots to go. Niner fans, if there were a scenario where the Yorks were capable of making a good coaching hire, do you think Chip Kelly would be it? That's your question. 888-957-9570. We're an hour away, about a half an hour away from saying hello.
Coffee music, please.
Going to break music. Here's the thing. I can't string 20 sentences together without having to cough. That's how dry my throat gets here. We got Scott Reese at 6 o'clock. And I'm just going to tell you right now, this is my final show of the year. I'm calling off tomorrow, right now, on the air. And my goal was to be here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I ain't going to make it a Wednesday. And you can confirm.
You're not going to be here tomorrow.
You can confirm that I've been coughing my brains out during commercial breaks. I'm essentially...
You're calling in sick right now.
I'm sack tapping out right now here on 95.7 The Game.
The Show on 95.7 The Game. We're back with the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
Just real quickly, off the top of my mind, Tennessee and Chip Kelly make the most sense together because of the Mariota connection. Kelly and the Niners make the least amount of sense, probably because it's a road that the Niners will not travel down for many reasons. We know a lot of them. I think Stephen Ross, guy who owns the Miami Dolphins, is awfully tired of being a bridesmaid. Whenever there's a big name coach out on the market, he doesn't get it. He went after Kelly, he went after Harbaugh, didn't get either. Now maybe this is his chance to do it. If it comes to money, he's got tons of it to throw around. Miami Dolphins just spent all that money on Ndamukong Suh, and it didn't get him too far. So you're going to have some desperate teams, some owners who want to effect change. I don't know if Jed is going to be that guy. Tom Sula, 2016, anyone excited about that? Or would you be more excited about the Niners and Chip Kelly in 2016? Kelly in 2016 would mean Cap in 2016. And I think Kelly and Cap give the Niners a better chance than Blaine Gabbert plus maybe anybody. Zach in San Francisco. How are you, Zach? You're on 95.7 The Game.
Damon, I'm doing great. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I got three things, Damon. First thing is Tom Sula. I know you say that, you know, like when people say, don't take it so hard on him, but, you know, reason number one is you say he wasn't meant to be a coach in the first place, so that's why I think it's kind of hard to point the finger at him. Point number two I have for you is Chip Kelly and Mike Holmgren. I think they're both teddy bears. We mentioned something before. I don't know what happened with the Sean Payton thing. I want that guy because he's the guy that wants to punch people in the mouth. That's hiring bounties on other players. That's down to one of the 49ers head coach.
I like Sean Payton an awful lot, too, but he's got to be available before we can really talk about him. Chip Kelly was made available today.
Okay. Hey, third thing, Damon, just a thought for you. For all of your diehard fans that listen every day like myself and appreciate you and your service, why don't you trademark out the Damon Bruce Show and make a little T-shirt with the logo, sell it, and give the money to charity?
Thank you. It's a great idea. As a matter of fact, Zach, thank you. The reason why we haven't done that is because it would take what are the two things we have very little of? Oh, yeah, time or effort.
Good idea, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. The reason why I've never made the I'm going to order 1,000 T-shirts is I think who would want a T-shirt?
You'd be surprised.
I would be surprised, maybe. Thank you very much.
Especially if it goes to charity?
Well, can't I keep, you know, I am a for-profit business.
A percentage goes to charity?
Sure. 4 or 5% right off the top. No, look, it would be great. I've never even thought, no one would want anything.
It's all the merchandising. You don't know that.
Here's the thing. You think I'm a braggart. No. Very humble. Well, very humble man.
Yeah, but being humble doesn't mean you don't want to make money.
Right, but I just don't think that anyone would want that product.
Let's do a test run.
How about this? If I ordered 100 shirts, I feel like if... Well, thank you, Elena. Elena's like, I want one.
Let's do a test batch. I'll handle it. I'll take a percentage for my services.
You get a cut?
I'll take a cut for my services.
Take that Franco cut?
Take that Franco cut.
I like
Put
it.
Put a catchphrase. DB and chill.
DB show and chill?
Yeah.
It's hot.
I think so.
All right. Maybe we'll do it. Again, if you're willing to make the effort.
I'm in.
I'll be willing to talk about it. See, that's the thing. I'm really interested in my career as long as I got to just talk.
This is true.
The minute there's more to it than sit down and talk, I'm like, can we get somebody else for that?
Let the boy watch.
I'm taking over Damon Bruce.
Yeah, it's not even that. I just, Damon, I'll buy 10 Quackers T-shirts right now.
Damon, you see?
Oh, I need coughing music. Oh, God.
Please stand by as we discuss the future.
Thank
of merchandising, Damon Bruce bobblehead dolls, coming soon to 95.7 The Game.
Be like, can I get a Damon Bruce voodoo doll?
Actually, that's kind of funny. That's actually funny.
We send like 5 to Lowell. Oh, honey, look, it's a voodoo doll. I normally don't dabble in the dark arts, but it's Damon, so go. Oh, boy. Honey, bring the sewing needles.
Turkey right. On the 50.
So here's the deal. Tonight, if this is going to be the last show of the year, let's just burn it down.
Okay.
Let's just burn it all down.
I love it.
Mac in Menlo Park. Help us burn it down, Mac. How are you?
Oh, gosh. Well, I would love to buy a Quackers shirt right now.
Sold.
Thank you. Yeah, sold. As soon as we come up with one.
Yeah, but I was going to say, it's, no matter what I think of, no coach really wants to work with Jed York or Chet Baalke. I would have just said, might as well just take up someone from college, a head coach from college, and that way maybe Chip Kelly will have to find a job through there at some point. But that's all I can say.
Thank you for the call. Look, it, something different has to happen. If the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over again, expecting different results, then something absolutely has to happen. And if you think something special is going to happen under the watchful eye of Jim Tom Sula, you're just crazy. I mean, your wish, you know, what's your, sounds like a something from a crumpier old men that Burgess Meredith would have said. Ice fishing on Lake Wabasha. Like, wish in one hand and crap in the other. See which one fills first, huh? Kids eat quarters all the time. If she craps 2 dimes and a nickel, then you got a problem. I love that movie. Kevin in Concord. Kevin, do you think Chip Kelly would work with the Yorks in Santa Clara?
I want to believe that it would work, but I just don't see it. He got himself in trouble in Philly for trying to be a GM. Him and Baalke aren't going to be able to talk it out.
Oh, but Trent works so well with everyone with his pleasant demeanor. Look at how well he and Jim got along.
I would love to see it worked out, Damon. It makes me want to love Cap one more time, but I just don't see it working out. I just have no faith that they're going to do the right thing.
Appreciate it, and I don't either. I don't either. The Yorks, through their history, through their family history running this team, have showed you that the right thing was only found when they stumbled upon it once. Harbaugh was the only right decision they've made. The massive decisions in terms of their stadium, where they built it, how they built it, and all their coaching decisions, but Jim Harbaugh, everything's been a nightmare. As far as I'm concerned. Maybe you love it all. But you probably are like one of those masochists, you know, zipper mask type of person. 50 Shades of York.
No.
That would be a great follow-up to 12 Days of York, Miss. 50 Shades of York. We come up with the 50 clauses in the contract that all Niner fans have to agree to. You're like, oh, no, no more of that, please. I do love a Spanish announcer, no.
I was like, no.
I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know how well the Damon Bruce show shirt would be, how much it would sell.
Quackers seems to be a popular one, though, huh?
We need to start printing Quackers t-shirts tonight.
Seriously, Quackers, DB and Chill.
Oh, no.
We're dying over here.
I'm getting sick right on the air.
Es la 95.7. Damos a Bruce Show. Escúchalos. Son los número uno.
What's funny is, you know, there's so many people visiting the Bay Area this time of year, and probably somebody in their rental car just had channel scan on, and they've come across the last 10 minutes, and they're just thinking, like, what the hell is this?
What the,
Ange is in Oakland. How are you, Ange?
What's up, Damon, my favorite non-Negro, man? I ain't talked to you in a minute, boy. I wanted to talk to you before the end of the year came in here.
I'm glad you did. What do you got for me?
Hey, man, I think Chip Kelly got his due, what was coming to him. I think, you know, he ain't going nowhere. We're going to see him in the NFL. I don't know how well him and the Niners going to work out, but that thing with him and Mariota down there, that might be a good fit for him. I don't really care about it.
I mean, it really seems, if I'm Chip Kelly and I just basically got fired over the quarterbacking decision I thought was going to work and I knew it didn't, I would be probably more tempted to go work with Marcus Mariota, who I know intimately, than any other quarterback in the NFL who might get me fired from my next job.
Absolutely, man. Wherever he ends up, he's going to take the money and run like all of them do. And you can't fault him for that, Damon.
Never,
you know,
never,
I mean?
Never.
Excuse my manners. How you doing, Miss Gianna?
Hello. I'm good, thank you.
She's like me, good. Man. She's just getting them checks. You know how it is.
Oh man. Hey boy, you a perv too. Cause I hadn't seen Miss Gianna. I looked Miss Gianna up. Damon, you ain't no good. Some of the stuff that you say, I get it, but everybody else don't. They not really listening to what you say. No,
I'm surrounded by beauty. I'm surrounded by beauty in here, Ange. Thank you very much for the call. Between Gianna, Bouton, Vixen.
I love Ange. Call anytime.
Right? There you go, Ange. I tell you what. Call back. Gianna will give you her personal number.
I didn't say that.
So you can give her a call, make her feel good anytime.
That, okay.
Are you going to host the show tomorrow?
Yeah, sure.
Have you do it?
Absolutely.
You, Button Vixen, bring in Kagaragis.
Let's do a Franco and
Kegs. If you
want to
call Gianna, her number is...
Oh, don't do that.
Hey, we got the What the F and K line. What the Franco and Kegs. You can call it anytime.
What is the number?
I know it's 415.
Why don't you figure that out and we'll come on back. And
it's WTFK is the last four digits. 914, maybe?
We will promote the hotline to your podcast that you don't even really know the number
to. It's been a week since I repeated it.
It's all right.
Seriously, I think it's... I don't want to give a wrong number out. Someone gives a random call.
I'm very proud of myself. I've gone a full calendar year without giving out KNBR's phone number by accident.
Nicely done.
That took me like 6 months. I'm not going to lie.
You like that? You like that?
I'm proud of myself. We're proud of you too, Damon. Some guy up here is like, all right, Damon, you really want to burn it down? How about for the final hour and 20 minutes, nothing but lol.
We're going down in flames, brother.
Now you've been asked. Now you've asked too much, I think. Oh, no. And I would need Grant to do it. We do have to do something. I'm telling you, when February comes around and I honor him daily by reading a column, Hack History Month, it's going to be great. Is that what it is? This is the Damon Bruce Show.
The Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game. Now, back to the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah. Let's go to Mark in Walnut Creek. Mark, thanks so much for the call. What do you got for us this afternoon?
Hey, Damon, love the show. First-time caller. You know, I'd buy one of your Quacker shirts in a heartbeat.
You wouldn't be interested in a show shirt, but a Quacker shirt, you're going to need three of?
I'd even buy a show shirt. Dude, I'd
all right.
Both.
All right.
They support you.
All right. Well, look, all of a sudden, I feel little inspiration coming on here. I might have to get Gianna to start putting all the effort that she's willing to put into this on this for it to happen.
Sounds great. Hey, Belky wouldn't know a good coach if he came up and bit him on the butt. And Tom Sula is nothing more than a fall guy, and that's where it's at.
He was someone that would throw no attitude around the hallways. I mean, when we do get to the Jed York is finally talking this year interview, which will happen, I'm guessing, after the season is over. It would be a question that would have a lot of people looking at me funny, because it would seem like a grandiose self-serving question. But the question that I really have for Jed York would be, did you have a better year? I mean, I know your football team's in shambles, but you didn't have that big bully Harbaugh bullying you around your own hallways. How much better of a year was it for you in 2015, that Jim's not giving you verbal noogies? Like, how much more fun and relaxing was it for you It's obviously less stressful to go 4-11 under Tom Sula than it was to go to NFC title games under Harbaugh. So hopefully you had a better year. Hopefully you had a really smooth, fun year, bouncing down the hallways, wearing your footy pajamas with no one criticizing you to work. Whatever makes you good. Ivan in San Francisco. What's up, Ivan?
Good evening, Damon and Jenna. How are you guys doing?
Doing well, thank you.
So I just want to call in and chime in on our coaching search. Everybody seems to forget that nobody wants to work for Jed or York, like everybody's been saying. And it looks like we got our yes sir type of guy that is going to take for all the prospective.
I tell you what, but brother Ivan, thank you very much for the call, but your phone just isn't cooperating. Antoine on 580. What's up, Antoine?
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
You know, I want to say, you know, I found this station about 6 weeks ago, man, and I've been hooked ever since.
Thank you.
But I think I was listening to Trent Dilfer speak yesterday, as a matter of fact, and I don't know if it was on your show or another show, and he is really on the Jed York, Trent Baalke team.
Oh yeah.
So I think he would be a really good head coach because he is a good yes man already.
He'll carry and sell all the water for them that they ask him to. I mean, do you remember his commentary on that Thursday, Monday night game or whatever it was, where he was just gushing over Kaepernick and everything he was doing. And then when Kaepernick got his marching orders, then he talked about all the things that Kaepernick wasn't doing. It was like someone handed him two scripts.
Exactly. I do. And secondly, the Peyton Manning, if he ever gets out underneath the steroid situation, I think he would be a good offensive coordinator. He's got a great offensive mind. You know, he's called his own plays for a long time. And you know, a little bit on that steroid issue, let me say this. I think that as long as you're using steroids to heal and not playing while you're using them, and I mean a year removed, then I have no problem with that as a fan. Thirdly, Ray Lewis as a defensive coordinator, I think he brings the fire and the passion that a good defense.
Yeah, he's got that fire and passion on the Monday night wrap up show. But guys like that, how often do you see the great player be the great coach? Ray Lewis would demand things out of his players that he thought he could do, they couldn't do. Like I don't think Ray Lewis as a coach is a viable answer. I mean, you need experienced guys. Can I get some coughing music?
You're listening to the Damon Bruce Show.
Thank you so much, Gianna. Seriously, I got a cough drop in, so now I'm choking on that.
Don't do that.
I'm coughing, I'm choking. It's two different things.
I do know the Heimlich.
Thank God.
I thought I played the cough drop.
No. Oh,
zing.
Oh, jeez.
That was cute.
Somebody win a bowl game today?
He's in a good mood.
Somebody's risky today. Danny has been so happy today. I think it's bowl related.
Ball related?
Bowl related. Look at it this way.
What are you insinuating,
Much
Damon?
Of Danny's happiness is bowl related. And then and Cal doesn't go every year. Hi-o!
No comment.
I was like, no!
Damon, I am well acquainted with the other station. I stumbled upon you by accident. It was like discovering color TV after watching Black and White. Go Quackers. Go Lowell. Thank you. The request is, Damon, could you please do a year in review, a recap as Lowell?
That's pretty good.
Okay, let's do it over the moonlighting theme to wrap up the hour. Are you ready? Go ahead. Now reporting for Al Jarreau News Network, Lowell Cone. Hello. It's time for us to recap the year. First of all, neither baseball team went to the playoffs. The basketball team, that's good. Kaepernick was rude to me. I said he gotta go, and he's gone. I've never felt so much power on the Twitters. Let's see, the Kugel was nice. That was nice. Some burnt edges, which I like. And that's about it. 2015 was a big year. For the Cones. Oh, boy. I'm on a TV show unwatched by everybody. You can catch me on the Blitz. On the Blintz. Oh, God. Jim Cozumel just peppering me with fascinating questions that I'll answer for you in a timely fashion. Here's to 2016. When we come on back, Scott Reese will be here to add a little credibility to the program, this credibility which we have chipped away and lost our own the last hour. Scott Reese, he does play-by-play for a team that's going to a Rose Bowl. So we'll talk to him about Stanford going to the Rose Bowl, because it's going to happen before we're back on the air, since this is my final show of 2015. I really wanted to give you tomorrow. I don't think it's going to happen. Gianna, will you go to bat for me when Don calls and is like, how sick was he?
Yeah, I don't want to get sick, so I'm totally okay with you taking the day off.
I mean,
that we're confined
everyone,
in a space together.
It's a radio state. You don't go to work in a hospital when you're sick, and you don't come to a radio station when you're sick. You're going to get everybody else sick. Hopefully my incubation period is over. It's a medical term.
The Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.